can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Welcome inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf and Greg Cosell of NFL Films. And Greg, let's talk about the tight end position now, the incoming crop of free agents, and it would obviously be a big surprise if Jimmy Graham hit the open market, but let's talk about him anyway because he is the preeminent pass-receiving tight end in the league.
And this is, in many ways, what the league has come to, although it'll be interesting as we go forward how Seattle's Super Bowl win might impact how teams think, but right now where we stand, tight end has become a really important position in the passing game. And you have Jimmy Graham, and on this particular play, you see Graham lined up on the line of scrimmage, which, by the way, he's not there a whole lot.
Right.
And this is what's great about the tight end position, is you get versatile guys who can line up anywhere. But you know who he beats here? He beats a corner. He's running a wheel route against a corner. It's a rookie corner. But notice, here's the other factor about Graham, which is so critical. He was actually well covered. But he's 6'6". He can go up and get the ball with strong yet soft hands. And that's what you get with Graham. You get great movement, and you get the ability to make contested catches with a very wide catching radius. He can line up anywhere in the formation. He's the most versatile tight end in the league and the best pass-receiving tight end in the league.
And he's the reason that scouts and scouting offices around the league send a few scouts to check out college basketball tape because everybody's looking for the next Jimmy Graham.
Absolutely. Just because there's so much you can do with those guys in your offense, and that's what you want. You want an offense with versatility, with flexibility, different alignments, different looks. Jimmy Graham gives you that.
All right, well, after Jimmy Graham, we go to Dennis Pitta, who missed most of the season with the Ravens. But he's still a guy who can be productive if he's healthy.
Yeah, and he's more of a short to intermediate receiver, I think, in an ideal world. Has good movement, can get down the seam. But for the most part, Pitta is a guy who I think is more of a security blanket type receiver. I think in the right situation, he certainly can catch 70, 80 balls, depending on your pass offense and how you choose to use him. But I think that he's very, very good in that short to intermediate area. One thing that I remember standing out 2 years ago when the Ravens won the Super Bowl, he was very good reading zone coverage. He understood how to settle in the voids in zones. And that really helped Joe Flacco 2 years ago in their Super Bowl run. That's what Dennis Pitta is, a short to intermediate receiver. Good hands, very consistent.
All right, let's check out an NFC East tight end, Brandon Myers, who broke out a little bit 2 years ago with the Raiders, signed with the Giants last year. He's another big-bodied receiver.
Yeah, and he's got some limitations. You'll see him right here. He's going to run down the seam versus cover two. No one runs with him. He's really a short to intermediate receiver as well. He's really not going to beat you down the vertical seam. This was a specific play in which no one ran with him. But he's a guy who catches the ball well, not going to do very much with it after the catch, not really going to attack the vertical seams or run wheel routes on the outside. Limited as a receiver, but a solid player who can come in and compete.
All right, well, how about a guy who was an early round pick a few years ago, a big-bodied guy, Brandon Pettigrew from the Lions?
I don't think Brandon Pettigrew, and you see him right here, I don't think he'd be a first-round pick at this point with the evolution of the tight end position, simply because the receiving skills are not quite there. Even though you see him here make a very nice catch against a linebacker, also running the seam versus Tampa 2. But Pettigrew is not really a vertical threat as a receiver. He's much more of the traditional line of scrimmage tight end. Yes, he can flex a little bit, as you saw in that play. But Pettigrew, you have to understand what he is. If you sign Pettigrew, you're not lining him up outside the numbers. He's not running outside the numbers routes against safeties. He's not going to win consistently in those situations. You understand that Brandon Pettigrew is a little more like the traditional tight end, good blocker, serviceable receiver.
Well, how different is it now, tight ends now versus a few years ago? We're not even talking in this film room segment about their ability as a blocker. We're talking about what they can do in the passing game because that's what teams are looking for.
Well, it would seem. And again, now you get into where the league's going. We all overreact, I think, to the Super Bowl champion. We look at a team like the Seattle Seahawks, even the San Francisco 49ers, two teams most people, I think, would say are the two best in the NFL. Now, obviously, Vernon Davis can run and run very fast, but the 49ers were much a running team. Seattle was a running team. Are teams going to start thinking differently? My guess is no. My guess is, Bo, you're correct. Teams will still look at receiving tight ends, receiving ability as more of a priority in drafting tight ends and looking at free agent tight ends. They will look at that as more essential traits than they would line of scrimmage blocking.
All right. Well, last year the Eagles signed a versatile tight end from the Houston Texans. There's another guy on the market this year, Garrett Graham.
Yeah, and Garrett Graham is a very interesting guy to me. You see him right here. He's going to run the seam from a traditional line of scrimmage tight end position, but he has pretty good movement, and he actually made some catches for the Texans this year. Here, this is against Seattle. He ran by Malcolm Smith. Now, it wasn't Smith's total responsibility on the play, but he's got some vertical seam ability. I think he's a guy in the right system that could end up being a productive player for you. Whether he's a 60-snap-a-game guy, he may not be that guy. But again, I think as part of a two-tight-end system, more and more teams doing that now because the tight ends have receiving ability, I think he's a guy that could be very helpful to an offense, a productive player.
Another productive guy who was part of that productive Packers offense for a few years, JerMichael Finley. Now, he's coming off that scary spinal injury. We don't know what his future is going to be necessarily, but on the field, tell me about what kind of player.
Well,
he
let
is.
Me tell you something. 2 years ago, and this is JerMichael Finley, 2 years ago, he was Jimmy Graham before Jimmy Graham.
Right.
This kid was the most athletic tight end in the NFL. Plus, he's big. You can see him run. He looks like a big wide receiver because even though he's 6'5", weighs about 250, I've actually had the chance to talk to him, and he looks like a big wide receiver. He's not a thick guy. Now, he's had injuries. There's been questions about his concentration and consistency, but at his best, he can line up anywhere. I've seen him beat corners from outside the numbers plus splits. I've seen him beat safeties. He can run the seam. He can run any route in the route tree really effectively. Can he get back to that point? That's the question you must ask and answer before you sign him. But if he gets back to that point, he can be a very explosive tight end.
All right, our final tight end to go under the microscope, Dustin Keller, a former first-round pick of the Jets, went down to Miami, blew out his knee in the preseason, but the silver lining with preseason injuries is that those guys will be back soon.
Yeah, and you're going to see Keller right here lined up, again, line of scrimmage, tight end position, but he's a guy you can move around because he can run intermediate and vertical routes. And here it's against zone, so he's not being covered, but it's a great example of how he can move well, get to the intermediate levels of the defense. You can even line him up outside. I've seen him run wheel routes, be very effective with that. He does have receiving skill. You have to thoroughly check out his knee injury, see if he can still move like that, because I think in his prime, he was one of those guys that you could line up in numerous spots and he'd be very effective for you. So Dustin Keller is an intriguing prospect, must be looked at carefully, but I think he could help teams.
All right, well, tight end is an ever-evolving position in the league. Greg Cosell of NFL Films breaks down this free agent crop inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.